Hello, and welcome to the Train Smart, Run Strong podcast. I am your co-host, Victoria. If you follow me on Instagram at Train Smart, Run Strong, I am a physical therapist, run coach, and a strength coach. And I'm going to be introducing my co-host, Emily Tregidgo. I believe that's how I pronounce her last name. But it doesn't even matter because we are going to be referring to Emily as Treg. So from here on out, we are shortening her last name and her name is going to be Treg forever. And so welcome, Treg. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My gosh. Well, thank you. I will say, Vicky, that was closer than last time you tried was with it? My last name.
It okay, wasn't I'm getting better.
I'll say it once. Last time I was like, we'll have folks guess, but then I was like, how could they even try to guess. So it's Tregidgo.
Not even close.
But it was closer. But anyway, so yes, I go by Treg. And another thing, I was, you know, we were talking on Friday and I was like, I'll think of a way to introduce myself that's like super pithy and whatnot. And I actually then got distracted by the women's basketball, which was epic on Friday.
Of course.
And then yesterday I got tired, so I'll do my best here. But outside of running, because we'll definitely get into the running stuff, born and raised in New York City.
Wow.
Thank you. And I live here now. And when I'm not running, I work in renewable energy finance.
Casual.
Which I really love. I also have two younger sisters, and I have two cats named Elmo and Squeak, who
so cute.
Are the lights of my life. It's like Kofi is to Vicky as Elmo and Squeak are to me.
Yes,
so they might be making an appearance. But yeah, so I would say like three elements of my personality for sure are running, the environment, and my cats. Ask me
all
about any
amazing.
Of those things, and I will like go on forever.
I'm sure we'll talk about all of those things in our podcast to come. But we're really excited to chat with you guys today. We have a lot of conversations that we want to have. But just so you guys know, we actually tried to record this podcast for the first time on Friday. Today is Sunday, just so you know. And my laptop basically crashed and burned and we lost the entire recording. And we spoke for like maybe even a little over an hour and a half. So we want to cover all of those topics again and more today because we actually have some more information to chat about with you guys. But we're really excited. We made this podcast because we want to bring our long run conversations to the mic and we want you guys to enjoy listening to like all things running, especially like the fun things about running, and maybe get a couple tips here and there from us. And something that you can enjoy if you're running, if you're not running. But it's a little bit of, you know, a reprieve from maybe some of the other running podcasts. It's not going to be all just like straight up information. It's going to be like us kind of chatting like you're joining us for a group run together. And that's kind of the vibe that we want to bring to this podcast. So we're really excited if you're listening. We hope you keep listening. We're going to keep bringing back all the good topics. And today we're really going to be talking all about the race that we have coming up in exactly 7 days. We are 1 week out. Both of us, both Treg and I, will be racing the Jersey City half and the marathon. Treg will be doing the full. I'm doing the half. And we want to talk about just our race strategy, how we're feeling for the race specifically. We want to get into how our long runs, our last long runs felt, because I think we both have a lot to say on that. And I'm sure many of you guys will relate to how we're feeling a week out from this race. So why don't we get started? Let's talk a little bit about just the marathon with us, the two of us in general. And it gives you guys a little bit more background into our friendship as well. So Treg and I met as we were training for the New York City Marathon in 2022. We met because we have the same coach, Nick, which you're going to hear his name come up a lot if you haven't already seen him on my Instagram. He is probably going to text us while we're on this podcast.
100%.
As well. I'm sure 100%. We'll bring him onto the podcast at some point as well. But Nick is like our guiding light. And someone that, you know, really brings a lot of positivity to us in our running, because Treg and I can sometimes be very hard on ourselves in particular. So we're lucky to have Nick. We're lucky to have each other in times like that. And hopefully we can bring some of that to you guys as well. But let's talk a little bit about New York City Marathon 2022. We have some interesting conversations about that, because next week's weather for the Jersey City race, it's getting better, but it's definitely still on the warm side of things. So where do you want to start, Treg?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think one thing that is fun to remember actually before that marathon, because the marathon itself was what it was, especially yeah. with that heat.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. I still see like 2022 shirts. Like today I saw a couple in the park when I was on my run this morning. And I was like, oh, this person and I have like this unspeakable bond. And they don't know it, because I'm not wearing my 2022 shirt.
We
should have. I feel that camaraderie.
We should have had like t-shirts made like they did for the earthquake last week. I don't know if you're in the New York City or New Jersey area, but we had an earthquake on Friday, like right before we recorded the first version of this podcast that went terribly. Oh my God. I survived. How did you get that shirt? So Treg is holding up a shirt that says, I survived New York City Marathon 2022. The fact that you have that shirt and you didn't get me one, honestly, is grounds for us ending our friendship. I'm in shock right now. I'm in shock.
To be fair, Matt got me and my mom-ness. Matt is my boyfriend who is also a runner. He will admit he started running really when we started dating, so I feel fine saying that, because he will also say that. New York 2022, he did not run, but my mom and I both ran, and my mom's run New York like every year since 2012 or something.
We need to get your mom on the podcast at some point.
Oh my gosh, that would be so
fun. She's a New York City running legend, but continue.
Yes. And so yeah, the front says I survived NYC Marathon 2022. And on the back, it has the date, and then it has temperature, dew point, humidity, and elevation, and then 26.2 miles.
Wait, but I think, did he make that for you?
I actually don't know if he made it or if it was from, like, a pre-made one, but regardless, it is hilarious.
That is incredible. You need to, like, sell that. I would still to this day buy one. Because
yeah, okay, well, I'll see that if race, I can find it.
We're connected. But also, there since has been many hot races, and there were hot races before. So I don't know why we're being like so dramatic. New York City that year is like so special, and all of us like who ran it.
Yeah.
But I mean, anyone who has raced in horrendous conditions, I feel like can at the very least relate and understand how it felt to be out there on a day like that. But anyways, you were saying something that I can't remember.
Oh, right. On a path, but this is how it goes. But I think also why though that marathon felt so special to us was the lead up in us becoming friends.
Yes.
And like our first long run together ever was our first time meeting. And it was 16 miles, and
yeah,
I've said this to you before, and I think like actually a lot of my friends know at this point, but I used to really struggle, and sometimes still do struggle with running with other people, especially on easy runs, because as we know, like easy is so different, not just for everyone, but for yourself on any given day. So it can feel like for me, I was so nervous. I was like, am I not going to be able to keep up? Like, what if like we're supposed to be chatting the whole time, which like in theory, right? Like you want to be able to do, but then like, what if I run out of things to talk about? Or like, what if they seem to be having a really easy time and like I'm not. So I had a lot of anxiety around that. But Nick, shout out number two.
two of many.
Like really had the foresight to know that like you and I would get along. And so when I think back on that race, it's like, yeah, that was a really rough day, but the build was pretty epic.
Yeah. If not for our friendship, I wouldn't have survived that race. And let me tell a story about that in a second. But kind of bringing back this topic of just us meeting on that long run, the first time we ever met was in Central Park. And we were like, okay, let's do 16 miles together. And I think both of us have said before, like, I don't really join that many run groups. I've definitely had anxiety as a runner, just like running with other people. I'm very used to my solo running. That's just kind of how I've always done it. And it's always given me a little bit of anxiety to like run with other people. And I just have to say, like, if I hadn't put all of that aside and met with you and ran with you, like I would have lost out on an amazing friendship, on an amazing way to like go through my first marathon, because New York City was my first ever marathon. And for anyone listening, first of all, this is a big reason why we wanted to make this podcast, because we want you to feel like you're included on your long runs. Like there's other people out there like you. So whether we're in your ears right now and you're on your long run, like I hope you guys feel like you are a part of this as well. And hopefully it gives you a little bit of like, hey, maybe I should try joining my local run group, or, you know, hopefully Treg and I will maybe bring a run group together again in New York City, like I've done with New York, the New York running group in general. But yeah, I think that it's a really good reminder that runners in general, like we are all so understanding, and there's so many of us who feel the same way. So sometimes taking that little leap of faith can be huge, and it helped me out so much. So during the race, I haven't told that many people this, but during the race, I literally got my phone out when I was at mile 12, and I felt so sick, so awful. I didn't know if I would make it through, and I got my phone out and I looked on Find My Friends to look at where Treg was on the race course. And I spent the next like 3 or 4 miles trying to find her, because I knew if I could find her, I would be able to like get a boost of confidence and feel like I had my friend to help me through this terrible experience that I was going through. I actually was on the bridge on the Queensboro, I think that was it. And I was yelling, Treg, Treg. And all of the runners around me, it's also like, if you've ever run New York City, the bridge is so silent. Like there's no one, the rest of the course is like everyone cheering for you. And then you go on the bridge and it's like a bunch of runners. Like you hear the other runners' footsteps and no one's talking. And then there's me acting like a maniac with like the only energy I had left being like, Treg. Because I knew from Find My Friends that she was somewhere around me. I ended up finding her. There were actually other runners around me who started calling your name as well. As soon as they saw me doing it, they were helping me out. And I ended up finding you. And thankfully I did, because it really helped me for the next like 1 or 2 miles that I was able to keep up with you. And then I was like, go. I can't keep going. But it was really a huge boost. And if not for that one day that we, you know, told all of our stories on our long run together, I wouldn't have made it through New York. So huge credit to that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I really love that story, because it was a huge boost to me as well. I didn't know where you were, and I sort of assumed at some point we would be near each other. We didn't start together. We were in different, I think we even had like different color bibs. So like we were like completely separated. But I think what's also funny about that is I didn't hear anything. And I don't listen to music when I run. So there's like no excuse of like, oh, the music was blasting. Like I think I was just so like,
you were in the zone.
Zoned out.
You were in the zone, because I saw you.
Really out of the zone.
In the zone, like, or nowhere near the zone.
Yeah, like there's a fine line and I was towing it hard. But I do remember there are actually a couple of great photos of us coming off the bridge together.
Yes.
I mean, great in those that the like, best. It captured the moment.
Yeah.
Not great as in how we looked.
Or felt. Like, I think back to that moment and I still get like chills, because I'm like, I literally was ready to either puke everywhere or just pass out. Like that's literally how I felt.
Do you remember what I said to you?
No.
So again, like if you haven't run New York, or if you have, as a reminder, you come off the bridge, Queensboro, And from like miles 16 to 20, you're going towards the Bronx. And Vicky and I, because we live in the area, had been fortunate enough to actually run that route in training. And so with whatever energy I had left, I turned to her and I say, we've done it before and we're going to fucking do it again.
It did give me a boost. It did give me a boost for sure. And I knew, like, we had said so many times, like, just make it up first, Av. Like, that's all you got to do. But yeah, that was an experience for sure. And I'm happy to have lived through it, to be honest, and be on the other side of it, because we've learned so much. I'm sure we can save all of that for another podcast to talk about like what we've 100%. Learned from our marathons. I think that would be great for just like another discussion. But do you have an outline for today?
Well, I have an outline of what we previously covered.
Yes, bring that out, because remember, we've recorded this entire podcast before.
We have recorded, although we didn't quite go into that narrative last time.
This is already better.
This is authentic. Yeah. Okay, so what did I have? I had intros and then how we met. Phenomenal. Mm.
Check
marks.
Ticked
that off.
Yep.
So I guess, though, so this is like tied into what we really got into last time and you previewed at the top of this episode. The warmer weather, Jersey City coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to like jump into how I'm feeling, but I think what's most exciting for me, I'm going to get to be there for your first race since Chicago.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about that. And then we'll go into the warm weather. Cause I think the warm weather topic, we'll talk about like tips and things like that and things that we're doing to prepare for that. But yeah, let's talk about the first race. If you've been following me on Instagram, you may know that last year I was planning to run a half marathon, the Philly Love Run. And I ended up like a week before deciding not to run it. So this is going to be my first half marathon since 2022. The last half that I raced was actually pretty much exactly 2 years ago. It was the Shape Women's Half, so April of 2022, and this will be my first half since then. I, in general, have not raced that many halves in my lifetime. Now, I have experienced a ton of race anxiety, especially when it comes to the pressure I put on myself with certain times. And I think a lot of that, when I actually think back to it, a lot of that has been tied specifically to the marathon distance and my, you know, quote unquote trauma that occurred during the New York City marathon, which was my first marathon. I've also spoken about the pressure that I put on myself to BQ and all of that. So I think for the half marathon distance, I am feeling a lot better about it this time around, simply because I don't have a marathon looming on my calendar like I did last year. I almost feel separated from that now that I've run Chicago and I've been able to kind of unpack my emotions since then. Obviously, still searching for a therapist to go into that and dig deeper into that. But thankfully, slowly feeling like I am coming on the other side of things in a positive way, specifically for the half distance. I mean, obviously, we'll report what happens after the actual race next weekend. But I think my race anxiety, specifically with paces and the way that I've put pressure on myself, I have tried to really separate that from my times in my workouts. And I think I have been generally not as successful as I'd like. But when I think forwards to next weekend and what I'm thinking about when I think about racing, you know how you always kind of put yourself on race day and you think about crossing that finish line? Thankfully, the overwhelming feeling that I am feeling is joy and excitement, and I don't feel as much of this kind of looming, almost like chest heaviness, I guess is the way that I would have described it last year going into both of my marathons. And for that, I'm definitely thankful, and I think that that is slowly starting to unpack the work that I still need to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. And having like seen you go through that, all, you know, as a sort of third party observer, sometimes a listener, I think it's huge that you are where you are now. And that's something to be really excited about. So I hope, you know, it sounds like you are. I hope you continue to be. I'm already proud of the work you've done. And so this will just be hopefully icing on the cake. I've been watching Too Much Is It Cake. I made that reference was like right there. I was like icing on the cake, fondant.
Wow. I also have cake waiting for me soon, so I get it. But yeah, how about you? How are you feeling for your race?
Yeah, I feel okay. You know, I'm excited. I think one thing, part of the reason I really wanted to run this race in particular is it's local-ish to me. Like, it doesn't take me very long at all to get over to Jersey City. I can sleep in my own bed the night before. And I've run New York twice and then two other marathons that were, I would say, like, slightly bigger than this one, just in terms of, like, logistics and let's call it media attention. Not that the attention's, like, placed on me, but, like, you see it, like, being talked about, like, on Instagram and, like, all this stuff. And this is the second year this particular race is running. So I think, you know, it's an awesome race. It was put on so well last year, despite the pouring rain. That for me, I was like, this is a really great opportunity to sort of go out and, like, put my head down a little bit. I love the majors and it's so fun to engage with the crowds, but I am someone who gets a little overwhelmed by that. And sometimes it's in a good way, but sometimes I think it's in a way that it's not distracting. I don't think that's quite the right word, but like, I think it just like gets me a little more anxious in my head. And it's so different from my long runs where like, I'm mostly by myself. I did my big long run with like a massive flock of miles at pace, like by myself in the pouring rain. And I'm not like advocating for this. that's just like how it happened to me. But I really like the feel of like a smaller race but it's like big enough that there is course support. There are people out there, but it's not, you know, you're not in like a scream tunnel. And there's a time and place for that for sure. But I wanted to, but yeah, so computer issues, little pause there, but I know what I wanted to say was I'm just so amped to run like a smaller, almost hometown race. Vicky's going to be there. Nick, fourth short shout out, is going to be there. I have a couple of friends coming. So yeah. And I'm not quite sure what's next after this, but it's my first spring marathon and I'm excited to give it a shot and we'll see how the rest of the taper goes.
I actually love what you said though, just before we go to the next topic. I love what you said about like putting your head down, because I think that's such a great way. That's exactly how I would describe Chicago to me, even though it's kind of what you mentioned, like the world majors can be really overwhelming with crowds. And I remember going into Chicago being like, I just want to have like blinders on and just put my head down and run my own race. And sometimes I think we really need to do that. And a lot of the times that's what's going to replicate your training the most as well. And so I found that super helpful for Chicago. As much as I one day want to run another major and like experience the crowd and engage with the crowds more, but after my experience in New York, putting my head down was like the best thing I could have done for myself mentally. And that like saying, I don't know why, it just like, it really, it's kind of like this focus that you go into that is about you and your feet and the pavement. And if that's not what running's about, like, I don't know how else to describe it, you know? So I love that for you. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, thanks. And I mean, next time we chat, I'll let you know how that worked out.
Yeah. We will be recapping both of our races for sure. So yeah, we'll go over that. Why don't we, before we talk about the weather, let's add one more topic, which was how our last long runs felt going into next weekend. So tell me about yours, because we're recording this on a Sunday and we both did our long run. You did yours yesterday too, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me about yours.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess like I'll go ahead and say what my long run was Again, not advice, just what it was. I had a 4-mile warm up. I then had 2 miles at marathon pace that went straight into 2 miles at threshold and then straight into 4-mile cool down, which honestly is quite similar to some of the work we have been doing in a lot of my long runs in terms of like doing marathon into threshold. Mm-hmm. And I've really liked that because what that forces you to do is chill the fuck out on your marathon pace.
Literally.
Because it's so tempting, especially in those early marathon pace miles, like if you're X miles into your warm up and then you go to like maybe overrun them or race them. But if you know that, you know, in X amount of miles, I'm going to have to run
push harder,
like effort or pace or however you want to gauge that, I'm going to pull back a little bit. And so yesterday was certainly an exercise in being patient, particularly because we're tapering. This is a shorter run. That's a lot less work than I've been doing in long runs for like 3 months or however long it's been now. But I was like, what does success look like for this workout? It's going to be being at or around marathon pace. And then for me, I was like, and then hammer those thresholds because that means that like that marathon pace was good.
Yes.
And I did it and it was really hard.
It's meant to be. But
that's what a friend of mine said to me this morning. She was asking me, we were running. I tend to do then some recovery miles on the Sunday after my long run. So we did that again this week. And she reminded me of that because I was like, I will say like after that run, I was like, oh God, like,
yeah.
Why did that feel hard? And I'm like, wow, that's recency bias though, because I'm just remembering those two threshold miles that I ran really fast.
Yeah.
But how did the marathon pace feel? The marathon pace felt great.
Right.
One thing I will say is I continued to fuel as if I was running another.
I love that.
That 12. So another 2.2 miles. So, math. You know, I took a gel every, quick math. I took a gel every 20 minutes still, even though, like, I wasn't necessarily out there for as long. Wanted to keep my stomach used to it. Wanted to give my body the fuel. I haven't been feeling, like, I feel, and I texted you and Nick this fifth shout out. just, like, a little throat thing, a little sinus thing. But I do think it might be kind of, like, allergy-esque.
Yeah.
Or just like taper body settling. Like, I don't know what it is. I feel fine. I definitely went into the workout yesterday a little tired. I got extra sleep tonight. I ate extra protein. Well, I mean, last night. I ate extra protein yesterday off of like Nick's advice because I texted him. Like, I felt like that was a little more work. And then my recovery felt great today. So all in all, like, I feel good. Like, I was happy. Yeah. So I'm amped. And you had your last workout too. So yeah, why don't you get into that? Because it sounded awesome.
Little backstory for anyone listening to this. We obviously have a chat group, me, Treg, and Nick. And Treg had texted us in the chat group like, oh, I think Vicky's still on her run. Like, I can see her on Find My Friends. And that was the last mile. That was like my cool down mile.
Vicky's still crushing her run, just to be clear.
You literally, that's so true. You said Vicky's still crushing her run. And I usually don't respond to texts when I'm out for my run because I'm like in the zone. But I saw Treg say Vicky's still crushing her run. And I was like, yo, I actually crushed that. Like, so again, this is the second time we're recording this. This is probably one of the many times we're reminding you guys. But on Friday when we recorded this, that was before I did this last long run. And I went on this whole rant in that podcast that no one's ever going to hear again because my audio file is lost. But I went on a whole rant about how I just haven't been feeling good. I haven't been feeling confident. I haven't been hitting any of my paces in workouts. I had just gone through like a speed workout midweek that was terrible and I really didn't feel good. It was during a monsoon as well. Not that that's an excuse, but I was telling Treg all about it and how I'm not feeling 100% like I'm going to hit the paces that I want to hit for this race. And while that's okay, I'm okay with that. I'm not putting the pressure on myself like I used to. I just also in my mind was like, I just haven't really felt that power and that push that you need for these like shorter races that aren't like marathons. Until yesterday. So this is like, you know, it's almost like I'm talking to myself from like the older and wiser perspective of like, things don't have to feel 100% even leading up to race day at all for it to be doing its job, for things to be working, for things to be clicking. Like, yeah. I look at it as like the work is being done behind the scenes of yourself. Like the work is being done in like, do you ever think back to science class when you think of like the little mitochondria and like working inside the cells? Like think of those like little guys in your muscular system and in your skeletal system just like literally like hammering and like doing the work like underneath it all, even though you feel maybe tired, your legs are sore, like all of this. But then think of those little men in there who you got to feed and you got to give them the rest in order for them to actually do a good job. But they're working for you. And you don't have to be hitting those paces all the time to be building and to be allowing that work to actually pay off. And yesterday was the day that it clicked, so much so that I actually went home and I told Sam, like, I don't even care about what happens on race day because I know what I did yesterday. I know the paces I was putting out, and I know how my legs felt when those paces were coming out and coming out and coming out. And I was like, damn, I have built fitness. And that's the cool part. That is the cool part about running. Maybe that's going to show up next weekend. Maybe not. It doesn't matter. I know after celebrating yesterday's run that it's there and it can happen. Yeah. Maybe not next weekend. Maybe not in 2 weeks. Maybe not in 3 months from now, but it's there and it's going to show up at some point. And I think I posted on Instagram, just like celebrate before the race, like always remember celebrate the small wins. And I think that's really my takeaway from my last long run is like, if I don't celebrate those wins, then what is even the point? Like this is that was cooler to me than the race itself. So, yeah, mic drop. Awesome. I'm gonna take this thing off and just throw it.
Yeah, and so with that, Vicky will be leaving.
And so with that, my audio file, is gonna be lost after this.
Yeah, no, we do have a couple more things. For y'all, I think your computer stopped. No, it didn't. I can see you. Okay, so I meant that as a joke, but it happened for real, which is just insane timing. And I would, you know, love to think that that speaks to my powers of manifestation. But anyway, so we will wrap it up here. I know we did touch on sort of weather and tips related to that. Throughout this episode, we'll definitely hit on those more in depth next time. A couple of things, though, just to leave you with some tidbits, because I'm someone who kind of struggles in the heat, if I'm being completely honest, and particularly the humidity. Some things I've thought about are switching up my gels to make sure I have gels with a little more sodium or other electrolytes in them, making sure I'm hydrated leading up to the race, during the race for sure, but definitely in those days leading up. And then I've also done a little heat training with layering. Do whatever works for you. But, you know, that's always a factor. And what Matt and what Nick and what Vicky always say to me are control the controllables. And so that's what we're doing leading up. And we'll be back to report on that. So hopefully you'll tune in next time. We'll give a little race recap. Vicky will have a new laptop, I've been told, which is exciting. Maybe she can give us a little tech review. We really cover a lot of different things here. but if you've made it this far, thanks so much. And looking forward to catching you next time.